USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump delivered remarks from Fort Drum, New York. Now, after delivering remarks, he signed the National Defense Authorization Act for the next fiscal year. The president again talked about restoring our military.
After years of devastating cuts, we're now rebuilding our military like we never have before, ever. Because we know that to survive and having that survival of our freedom, it depends upon the might of our military.
FBI agent Peter Strzok, who headed the FBI's Hillary Clinton email investigation and was briefly a member of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team, was fired by the Bureau on Friday. Mr. Strzok was fired by the FBI for his anti-Trump tweets and messages that he sent during the 2016 campaign. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me! I'm melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The upcoming release of a new smartphone is an example of a trend in smartphone technology. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There was a time when smartphone fanatics might have been counting the days for something like this, but when the new Galaxy Note 9 is released on August 24th, while it will be faster and will last longer without a recharge, there aren't really many new earth-shattering features. Still, it's going to cost $1,000. The minor improvements reflect a smartphone industry that analysts say has largely pushed the limits on hardware. Major changes now tend to come every few years rather than annually. And this is not the year for anything revolutionary when it comes to the Galaxy Note. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, word out of Detroit is that Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. That's at least according to what a family representative told a local TV station. The family is asking for everyone's thoughts and prayers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The Broward County, Florida Police Benevolent Association is calling on its union members as well as South Florida police officers to boycott Miami Dolphins games. Rod Skirwin is the Broward County, Florida Police Benevolent Association vice president. He understands the players have a right to protest.
We clearly support people's rights to peacefully protest in America, but we just feel this is the wrong place, wrong time to do that. You know, it brings a great pain to a lot of veterans, a lot of police officers.
Skirvin said it's a shame the way some people treat the police.
I think it's a shame that the police officers of this country are so disrespected by our politicians and our leaders. The police officers and law enforcement are laying down their lives on a daily basis. Almost 100 law enforcement officers have lost their lives already this year. In the line of duty, that number grows every day, and there should be some respect for that. Clearly, law enforcement officers are coaches, are mentors, are involved in our communities all over this country to help make things better, and I think they should be acknowledged for doing so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and as of yet, the Miami Dolphins have yet to respond to some of the criticisms they've been receiving. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.